Here's Miriam Neff with New Beginnings.
Frank Wright, former president of National Religious Broadcasters, wrote these words, "Our nation was birthed in prayer." Think back to the winter of 1778 when Isaac Potts, owner of the home General George Washington was using as his Valley Forge headquarters, came upon the general's horse tethered in the woods. Curious, Potts followed the sound of a voice and, to his surprise, came upon General Washington alone and praying fervently in a secluded stand of trees. Or the account of a crusty 81-year-old Benjamin Franklin who acknowledged, during difficult proceedings that had almost derailed the 1787 Constitutional Convention, that God governs the affairs of man. A sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice. Even Franklin, not a pious man, valued prayer. This feature at widowconnection.com.